put fat spinners on.
Yeah, they call them old timers. They call them.
Yeah, the old timers call them what?
You know what the old timers call them? Galluses.
Galluses. Put a pair of galluses on.
Yeah.
Them wide on them old men had them wide.
Yeah.
Big wide. Got two things. If you didn't have them pants, with the button on, the wife would put it on.
When you stuffed a lot of things in your pants, it made them
bulge out.
Mm-hmm. Did you, when you wash, say, cotton, what did it do? It always, when it got smaller, it always
shrank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Cotton will shrink.
Everything you wash seemed like it.
It shrank.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sure would. Pure cotton. So, wash it in too hot of water, shrink, no?
Mm-hmm.
You wash about pants and then too hot of water, then they'll drop to your knees. Yeah.
What about on a bed? What did you put on a bed? The fancy kind of a top cover on the bed?
Mama had sheets. White sheets.
Yeah. And for warmth? Did you have something you could put for warmth on a bed? To keep the bed warm when it was cold in the winter?
Nothing but the quilts. Put them quilts on there.
Yeah.
They had quilts. She quilts all summer going on. That would bring them together too. A quilting. He did quilt a couple quilts for Mama, a couple quilts for the next lady, a couple for them. Going around, they piece them up. Then when they didn't have nothing to do, they go quilting. We always had plenty of cover to keep you warm. Heavy. Us boys would keep that cover out so till you had to make us as heavier. They take your pants legs or anything. You know, they like they wear out them pants and get them pants open then. Make drops out of them and make the tops and then go buy a bottom and put on and put that cotton in there.
Now, what kind of soil do you have around here?
All three or four different types of it. It's black, it's a loam, sandy loam. It's buckshot. And it's real, buckshot is real black land. That's a hard trick land. Two or three different types of it.
Yeah.
Now, on Mr. Guilfoyle's place up there, it don't be that type of land. About that river there? I don't think it is.
Do you have some of the land that's part sand and part clay?
Yeah. But not much of it. You don't see it like you used to. I used to see it right smarter when I was growing up. A round mound, clay mixed with it. You know, clay and...
Clay.
Yeah, kind of like Delhi land. Going over in Richmond Pass.
Yeah.
Well, that's like that.
Was it black or white? Or kind of red?
Red. Yeah, mixed.
Uh-huh. That land over Delhi is different from
yeah,
this
land? Yeah, sure
is. Is it higher?
Higher. As soon as you get up on Richmond Bridge, it's going over in Richmond, leaving Madison, going over, right on over, you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference in Madison Pass and Richmond. Right in there, because a little red on in Madison.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get up on top of the hill over there, you can tell it to do it. And if you get on down, going towards Rabel, you can tell it more.
You farmed up there?
I didn't. But I didn't work with William Parker long enough.
Uh-huh.
William Parker got a mill down at Newton. His mama drove her around. She had cancer and I drove her around. I was going to farm out there with him, but he wanted me to drive her and I drove her.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to farm. After I got grown, I quit that old hard work. I call that farming hard work. But I never worked cutters work. You know, out there in them sawmills and no kind of plants or nothing like that.
Yeah.
I always tended to the labor and something else.
There was land that had to be plowed late in the spring, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's land now, you got to do the same thing.